Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now, you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Eddie Hyatt, author of 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. It was a great experience, and I encourage you to download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. Dr. Robert Spence, the former president of Evangel University, recently died after suffering a stroke in February. Find out about his life and the legacy he leaves behind after this break.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
On February 16th, Dr. Robert Spence, the former president of Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri, had a stroke, leading to his death 3 days later on February 19th. Spence reportedly passed away peacefully, surrounded by his family. He was 84 years old. Spence served for 40 years as the president of Evangel University, which is affiliated with the Assemblies of God. Evangel's website describes him as one of the, quote, longest-serving college presidents in the United States. During that time, he received awards from both the state of Missouri and the city of Springfield for his community service and accomplishments. The scope of the school also grew dramatically under his leadership. He eventually retired in 2014 and received a new role as school chancellor. Carol Taylor, Evangel's current president, honored Spence in a statement, saying this, "President Spence lived his life with great integrity and dignity in the service of the King of Kings. His service to Evangel and Springfield cannot be overstated. I am reminded of the words of Jesus in Matthew 25, in which he says, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.' While we mourn his passing, let us also remember that he is now rejoicing with our Lord and Savior." End quote. The university will host a public memorial service for Spence on Sunday, February 23rd, which will also be live-streamed at evangel.edu. Please pray for Spence's family and friends as they mourn his death, and praise God for the impact he had and the legacy he leaves behind. If you liked this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.